help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Our friend Jackie McManus is with us for Retention Attention. Jackie, good morning to you.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, sure. And I apologize for last time. We had some issues there. And actually, we were able to get the issues this morning worked out before time for you to come on. So good to have you on. And we missed you.
I don't know about you, but I feel like there's been a lot more technology issues in 2020 than necessary.
Yeah, it has. It really has. A lot of people I talk to, they're looking forward to 2021 and being able to look back
on 2020. Just counting the days. Mm-hmm, 29 days at this point.
Well, as always, we'll have our lines open for you, 615-292-6366, if you'd like to speak with Jackie this morning. And Jackie is all about retention. It's all about recruiting and retention as we go into the segment. So what do you have on tap for our listeners in terms of the question this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. As always, we love hearing from drivers, and I love to hear what got the drivers into the industry and what's keeping them at your current trucking company. And the biggest reason is, it's been so helpful being on this show because we're able to take the answers from the drivers and relay it to our clients on how to lead a better retention program for their drivers. And so it really has been so helpful to hear from the drivers exactly what the right companies are doing, how they're staying in constant communication, and being consistent in the communication with their drivers. So, again, call in. It's really helpful to hear from the drivers about what's keeping you at your current company. This year specifically, a lot of carriers have, taken the time to pause and reevaluate their driver retention program. And they're really trying to make sure that it's not just regular communication, but it's quality communication that they're having with their drivers that is consistent on a daily, weekly basis so that they hear from their drivers and there's a real bond between the driver and the carrier.
We've been talking about this morning as a topic, simplifying your life and experts, what mm-hmm. experts have to say about it. With people in terms of, the technology that we have, a lot of times people feel, mm-hmm. According to the research, people feel too connected, being, with the connectivity constantly, mm-hmm. not being able to separate yourself from work. But on the other end, on the other side of that, in trucking, it is a necessity. It is a necessity to be able to be connected because you want to. A lot of ways, that's how the drivers get their loads, and I just spoke with one of our brothers out there just before the show ended, before the last segment ended. His bills of lading is on his smartphone. He had to finally, break down mm-hmm. and get a smartphone and get rid of the flip phone.
Yeah.
And that being said, even with ways that companies are keeping in touch with their drivers, and one of our listeners was telling me about an app, a company app that they have to have. Mm-hmm. And so this is one way that the companies are staying in touch with their drivers, and checking on the drivers. And of course you have Qualcomm, you have that where you can
yep.
send that out. But I think for the most part, using the technology that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of clients, trucking companies, they're adopting all these new types of technology tools. And it's a learning curve for companies. It's a learning curve for drivers. Obviously, going from a flip phone to a smartphone, that's a whole new world. But that is part of the communication and the way that some of these trucking companies are able to communicate with the drivers. And, the trucking companies really want to make the people, like the drivers, care and that you can help remedy and fix some of the issues that you're facing out on the road on a daily basis. And that's where the consistency and really having the quality communication, because like you said, Tim, there is an overload of technology. There is an overload of communication from all different outlets out there. So making sure that you have quality communication one-on-one with your drivers is really the value added that you're going to see and lead, hopefully, to better retention.
Absolutely. 615-292-6366. Well, Jackie, let's head to the phone lines. We're going to Missouri for our first stop, and Lost Boy is with us. Lost Boy, good morning, and you're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim and Jackie.
Good morning, Lost Boy.
Sorry, two deer just happened across as you guys picked up. Yeah, two deer just happened to cross in front of my truck as you guys picked up.
Good deal.
It was close.
All right.
Anyway, so our company just rolled out a program yesterday.
Okay.
And they back date to your original hire date, and what they did is they put in for the owner operators and lease operators under their authority, using their authority, they're putting $1,500 a year into an account that you'll be fully vested in about 10 years, and you can kind of pick and choose where the money goes into, a couple of investment options. But, you know, you can't touch it till you're 65. It's a retirement plan, basically. They realize a lot of owner-operators and lease operators don't set up a retirement plan, so that's their way of helping us start one, and they back date to your original hire date. So they just rolled it out yesterday, and I woke up with $7,500 richer. So, but I can't touch it. You know, you can't touch it till you're 65, of course. But you know, it's something that they're doing to keep drivers, you know, and most drivers to stay, which I think is a good thing. You know, I've never heard of another company that does that for their owner operators. They do it for, you know, they'll sell you stocks. You know, you can be involved in their stockholders program, whatever, possibly.
Sure.
But never where they just give you the money and put it into this account, and, you know, there it is. So.
Yeah, you rarely hear that for contract employees. So that's a huge win for that company. That's awesome. What a great program.
Yeah, I've been here 5 years, going on 6 in May. But, I don't plan on leaving, you know, unless they show me the door. I ain't leaving yet.
Right. But, so, before they rolled out this program, what kept you at that company for so long?
I just like it. They pretty much shoot you straight. You know, some people say, I don't want to say that most people are whiny about it, but a lot of people say, well, they're lying about this, and then I say, what did they lie about? You know, what are they lying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll try and say something, and I'm like, oh, really? Well, I got so-and-so person on my speed dial. You want me to call them? Or I got them on Facebook Messenger. I'll send a message, like recruiters. You know, I was like, well, I got that recruiter on my Facebook. Let me send her a message, and we'll straighten this out right now. And nine times out of ten, it gets fixed, you know, and they're like, oh, well, you know, usually you call them out on their stuff, and they'll backtrack. And some of them, you know, it's a misunderstanding, and it gets resolved pretty fast. So that's what I like. And with the technology, we do a lot of communications. It's, you know, after hours, for example, you have an issue, and someone's always on after hours, it seems like, from the office on Facebook, you know, and they'll try and resolve an issue for you from home. I know of our payroll lady. If you have an issue, if you happen to tag her on Facebook on a post on our company pages, and she's awake at 8, 9 o'clock at night, she'll send you a message. I'll take care of it first thing in the morning. And she
does. Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's where the technology kicks in with, you know, on the good side with us, and the communication. So I'm not saying they're 100% perfect, but they're trying to be
of course.
One of the, you know, trying to be the best out there. But And that little retention program, they call it the retirement and retention or something like that, retention and retirement program. But it's, you know, that's another way to get drivers and keep the drivers they have. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really good.
A great combination of tools, and I really love this retirement retention program that they rolled out. That's huge.
Oh yeah! Plus, you know, every month you get a bonus depending on how many years you've been here, certain cents per mile, and every month you get a bonus for all the miles you ran the previous month. You just got to meet little criteria: no accidents, no CSA points, stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, the typical stuff. But you'll get a
check the boxes. Yep.
Check the boxes, and it's up to you. If you run 10,000 miles a month, you know, like on my instance. 10,000 miles a month, that's a $1,000 bonus at the beginning of the following month. So, you know, it's up to you how much you want to make over here. And I know sometimes dispatchers are in control of that, but if you get on your dispatcher, you know, hey, let me kick this load off now and get me something different. You know, let's see if we can deliver early and let's keep going. So they're throwing money at you trying to keep you here. You know,
that's
along
beautiful.
With the way they run, and they're throwing money at you. So it all works out.
That's a beautiful concept.
Yeah, I think that's
2020 with extra money in your bank account.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, at least in an account that you know it's for you. You know, whether it's in your bank or not, but it's in an investment account. But
in your name.
So, you know, that's, yeah, in your name. There you go. That's yours. So. Yeah, it was pretty nice to wake up to that yesterday, to that message.
Yes.
So.
Made $7,500 while you slept. Can't beat that, can you?
That's right.
All right, Law Sport.
Yeah, that's my 2 cents on it. Well, I appreciate it, and that's my 2 cents on it. And if I don't talk to you guys before then, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you at Nemo Land, and to you, Jackie.
All right, you too. Thanks so much, Law Sport. Have a great
same. Same to you, brother. That's your $7,500 dollars worth it, not 2 cents worth, but that's an awesome program. We appreciate you, buddy. You be safe out there, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that is. I've never heard of that before, and especially for the contractors as well. That is, I think they're on the forefront of things. Have you heard of that type of program?
Not at all, Tim. This is why I love being on this show, because I haven't heard of that program, especially for owner-operators. Like you said, that is a phenomenal program. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to pull over and take us a quick break, and we'll be right back. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Retention Attention with Jackie on SiriusXM.
Attention, attention, with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
All right, Jackie, let's make a trip to the Pacific Northwest this time. We're going to speak with Jerry up in Washington State. Jerry, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, folks. By the way, while I was off with an injury at one time, I got involved with a networking where we taught people how to get new jobs and how important networking was for new jobs. An interesting concept came up there. This is kind of like a global thing, way up looking down. And Disney Enterprises at one time had a major problem with turnover. Somewhere in there, they developed a system. I never followed up on it, but it was always on the edge of my mind, where they began to treat, communicate, respond, and work with employees the same as they do their customers. The thinking was, would you treat your customer the same way you just treated your employee? And it was supposed to be very successful, by the way. Isn't that something? I mean,
sure.
Somebody way up would have to look at this and begin to work it down somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But it was developed by Disney Enterprises on learning how to treat your employees the same way you would your customers. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, they're both almost equally important. You can't do without your customer, and you can't do without your employees. And I thought, wow, would that be kind of earth-shattering in the trucking industry if they could somehow begin to look at that whole concept? Mm-hmm. On the previous call about the investing, the owner-operator thing, I was an owner-operator with a big, big company. They're still out here today. Great outfit, by the way. And at one time, way, way, way back, a large majority of your owner-operators in the industry actually worked under the union contract. Now, take out all the union stuff, but I can remember sitting with an executive vice president, Bill McManus, myself, Kenny Chappell, and a couple of the others one night right at dinner in Jacksonville. And Bill said something about, well, why haven't you guys quit or something like that? Kenny said it first. He'd been there 18 years. And he said, I can't afford to quit. And Bill knew that. We had the same medical benefits as UPS, Roadway. We had the great Teamster retirement, so on and so forth. And there were times I went through my unhappy stage where I'm going to leave this, that, and the other thing. And you know, when you come right down to it, things like that. And a lot of people like to say, oh, that union thing and all the seniority. No, wait a minute. A senior person does bring value. He knows the system. You know, he's kind of seasoned. He's part of the team. And so the seniority had value. Well, in his case, they're compensating them for staying. And in the end, it would be good if you could get your even owner operators to where they can't afford to quit.
Right.
And the other big thing I see, I was only ever 50-50 at the Union Studied Management College, 1964, by the way. And believe it or not, the
this
grievance process. Yeah, the grievance process. And when you think about it, Tim Hines over at Stay Metrics, that's what they're doing. They're allowing a safe method in which an employee or an owner-operator can make a grievance, make a complaint, and not lose his job. And in there, the very wise carriers years ago under a union contract, a new one, he valued grievances. Because like he used to say, it shows the holes in our system. When and in those days, you didn't have to worry about being fired for a grievance. Well, Lenny Biggs was his name. Lenny used to value grievances because it gave him a perspective. He says it shows us the holes. I learned that the hard way because, you know, we were wondering why they didn't fire some, because some of us union people were very, very, very pro-company. Now, you remember about 4:30 one morning, Milton, Pennsylvania, Lenny's sitting there. He says, you don't understand. Now, watch this. He says, these troublemakers point out the holes in our system. They have a value. Then at the end of it, he says this. Not only that, he says, but I can fire, we call them the 10%ers, the chronic troublemakers, right? He says, I can fire every one of them if I wanted to, and even beat the union in their grievance process. But he says, here's our fear. In the next year, we, management, we will have created another 10%, and we don't know their tricks. It's one of the most mature things I ever heard anyone in senior management. He took the responsibility for maybe creating the attitudes of that 10%. How much in how many people in senior management or middle level management is mature enough to accept the responsibility that maybe their employee's attitude might have been provoked by management?
Right.
Yeah, something to think about, that's for sure. Well, Jerry, thank you so much. Okay. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
for all
you bring to the table, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Be safe out there.
Will do.
All right. All right. Well, Jackie, it's just about the end of our ride. It passes by so quickly, and we certainly look forward to talking to you next time around.
Yeah, it's going to be next year, Tim. So enjoy your holiday season, and looking forward to talking to you in 2021.
All right. You enjoy yours as well, Jackie. Always a pleasure. You be safe.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thank you.